sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marni Marasi Sheyichyu, the schus Moshe Ben Peshedina, Rizik and Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Baruch Abad Slach V'chol Maaseh Yedehem. Anybody who would like to dedicate a shir, someone's honor, may contact me. This is based on a maimer of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Rafael Moshe Luria, Sichrona Levracha, one of the Tzaddikim Nistarim of our door. And based on his Torah, we're going to explain the meaning of the 70 Parim. We know that we bring 70 bulls on Sukkot, corresponding to the 70 nations. Bipshuto, all Korbanos in the Mikdash are not coming to be machnia ra. They're not coming to subordinate, subjugate the bad, the evil, but rather to be mamshich kedusha, to draw this hashpa of kedusha, since it's l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. So the ayin parim, these 70 bulls, were coming to be mamshich hashefa of kedusha. So what does it mean? It's keneged the ayin umos. It's clear that these karbanas are the karbanas of the tzibor, and the purpose of these karbanos is l'shem klal Yisrael. So what's the shaychus here to the umos ha'olam? So b'pshuto, we have to explain that the shefa that comes to the whole world only comes through klal Yisrael. It's like a kli that's overflowing, and therefore it also, since it's overflowing, so not only is the kli filled, but everything outside of it is also filled, and that's the umos ha'olam. There's the shefa that comes to klal Yisrael, and what overflows also comes through umos ha'olam. So we're mamshich this shefa to klal Yisrael through the ayin parim, and then there's going to be a shefa for the umos ha'olam as well to the 70 nations. But this requires more of a biur. Why do we have to be mamshich? Why do we have to draw this bounty, this shefa, for the 70 umos? What's the toelas for klal Yisrael if the umos have this benefit? So this is explained based on the Sha'arei Ora. This is all obviously deep Kabbalistic inyanim, which I don't understand, and therefore I'm just going to try to say things that on some level, on a low level, I do understand, very low level. So Avram Avinu, all of Shalom, said, "V'anochi afar ve'efer." What does it mean, "Anochi afar ve'efer"? I am dust and ashes. So in the Sefer HaKadoshim it says that there's a remez here. Afar is ayin par, 70 bulls. That's the 70 nations, and we bring a bull for each one over Sukkos. Ve'efer is aleph par, one bull. That's the one bull we bring. Shmini Atzeres, just us, Keneged Am Yisrael. And what this means is that Avraham Avinu, when he's coming to try to be Melitz Yosher, to try to petition on behalf of the Anshei Stone that Hashem shouldn't destroy them, he's coming to explain his bakasha, which doesn't seem to make sense. Avraham Avinu is an Ish Chesed. He's Miyaseid Midas HaChesed Ba'olam. So he's going to ask for a nation that's Shorish HaRishos VaChazarius. Everybody is suffering from these horrible people of stone. So, mitzad midas hachesed, he should have wanted that there shouldn't be this achzarius in the world. So if he would have asked that they do tshuva, I get it. But he was asking that they should remain and continue being who they are. Chazal say, in alad rachmanas an achzarim. So there's a famous mussar vort that Avraham Avinu was going against his mida. His mida was chesed, and he was asking for these cruel people. But that doesn't seem to hold water. If your midas chesed, then fakert. You have to want the achzarim to go because they're spreading their cruelty, their achzarias to the world. So we have to say that pshat is that Avraham Avinu said, "Vanochi afar ve'efer." What's afar? Ayin par. So ayin par, he's the av hamon goyim. Avraham Avinu is the shorish la'ayin umos sheba'olam. He's the root of the 70 nations. It's a shayich le'inyan binyan hakedusha, and this is also building the holiness. He doesn't want them to be erased. There shouldn't be chisaron and kavod shemayim, because if one of the 70 nations is lost, there's a lacking then in the honor of heaven. And in fact, his tefillah was effective, like the Torah tells us, the Yirtzora was saved. So there's a shirayim from this nation. We can't have a whole nation destroyed, because all 70 nations bring kavod to shemayim. So Avraham Avinu was praying for that. And the Toelis of the 70 nations explains the Holy Sefer Shari Ora that even Lasid Lavo, Beis HaTikun HaGomer, there are going to be 70 nations. And the Toelis is going to be Linyan Yichud Kud Shebrichu V'Knesset Yisrael, the unification of God and the Jewish people. That the God is with the Jewish people in his home, and the 70 nations are on the outside, the covering, the shell, the peel that guards the fruit, and that's the covered of Kodesh Brichu and Knesset Yisrael. So you have the inside, which is God and the Jewish people, and then the outside, which are the Umas HaOlam, but they're also necessary. Ayin Shem Dvarim HaMesukim in the Sefer Shari Ora. Again, this is in Shari Hei, a Kabbalistic Sefer. And he writes that all the Sarim El Yonim are going to stand outside, and they're going to be Meshamish L'Shem Avayu L'Sparachu Knesset Yisrael. And they're going to be serving God and the Jewish people. B'chol Avdei Galilim Shel Ayin Sarim Shem Ba'aretz Kulam Yishamshu Gam Kenes Yisrael Nimtzesim Ken Lamed. Reading his lashon, ki b'sa'ached Hashem Yisbarachim Knesset Yisrael v'siyachadu zeh b'zeh kol asarim al yarim yunasim kulam aguda achas v'avad Hashem Yisbarach l'shamish es Knesset Yisrael v'shemenu tov lem aparnasas. So there's going to be God, the Jewish people, and then the 70 nations and their sarim who are going to be guarding on the outside, and through us they get their shefa. So we can explain this a little bit. These 70 nations that are standing outside of the king's home, and Klal Yisrael goes inside to be with the king, be his chosen nation, that's and increases the love of Knesset Yisrael to God, that we were chosen. And Hashem chose us as his Ki Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa, we are his special portion. And therefore Avraham Avinu is the Av Hamon Goyim. Avraham Avinu was the father of all the Gentile nations, the root of the 70 nations for Avraham Avinu as well. But of Beis Yisrael, and also of the Jewish people. So since their kiyum of these 70 nations is the Toelas HaBinyan Shel Kodesh Brichu V'Knesset Yisrael, is for the benefit of the binyan of God and the Jewish people together, therefore Avraham Avinu asked, Anochi Afar, I in Parim, we have to save the nations as well. I'm the Av Hamon Goyim, God. We need for your Kavod Shemayim, we need these nations as well. Can't destroy stone. And this we find by Moshe Rabbeinu when he asked Shelot Shetishra Shechina Yisrael, and he said that it should be the Shekhinah should be on us and not on the Umas HaOlam, but he didn't ask that they be destroyed. Because it could be that even though they'll be worthy of the Shekhinah, but it should be Shoral Yisrael. So because Yisrael are special, but not that, and this increases the love of God and the Jewish people that were his chosen. But not that the Goyim should be erased or destroyed, God forbid. They also have a purpose. That's why they're here, Rabbanu Shalom. They're here to serve their purpose of Kavod Shemayim. They're also supposed to bring glory to God. And that's the Seder Abinyan of Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. The Jews and the Gentiles go ledin. And Klal Yisrael Tzrichim Leos Miyuchadim. There's this din, even the Goyim come in. And are the Jewish people supposed to be chosen? And the such is Mekatrik and Rosh Hashanah. And then afterwards, Zoche Zakoyim Bedin, we come out meritorious in din, we come out with our lulav. And that shows Dida Netzach, that the Jewish people remain the special nation. And now we have to ask for Hashba, that's the Medrash says we come out with our clay mulchama, which are the Arba Minim. So it shows that Dida Natsach, that we were victorious. Seder, so now what do we have to do? We have to ask for the Hashpa of the Zayin Umas, of the Ayin Umas, of the 70 nations, Afar Ve'efar, Ayin Par and Aleph Par. That God, Avram worries about the Jewish people, Avram worries about all the nations, in order to be Mashlim Binyan Olam. So that's the Seder. Rosh Hashanah, there's a din, are we worthy? We won, we come out Sukkot time with our Klei Melchama to show we won. And then Shemini Atzeres is when we go into God's house, and the Ayin Umos who get their Chiyu stand outside, and they're Meshamish and they serve, and that's Lashon Chazal and Shemini Atzeres. Let us be joyful, me and you, Nismach Ani V'Atem. That shows the special Kesher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Knesset Yisrael. Even though we already sacrificed 70 bulls for the Gentiles, and they're Ribuy Umos, and Yisrael is Ma'at Mikol Ha'amim. And I get a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to make a Suda Ketana just with Klal Yisrael Lefnayu Lefnim. That's the Ikar Simcha Gedol, and that's what Chazal mean when they say that Shemini Atzeres is a Chag Bifnei Atzma L'Gabei Kamedinim. It's its own holiday. On the other hand, it's a Hemshech of Sukkot. As far as Tashlumen goes, if you miss the Korbanos of Sukkot, you could still bring on Shemini Atzeres. So what's Pshat? Chagas Sukkos is mitzvahs Chag Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres says no Sukkah. So why is it shaykh to Sukkos? So the Ramban in Parshas Emor explains that Shmini Atzeres also has a bechinas esrog mitzad hayom be'atzmo, which is interesting. Some sort of esrog is connected, according to the Ramban, to Shmini Atzeres. We also have to understand why only Raklinyan and Tashlumen do we say that Shmini Atzeres is shaykh to Sukkos. So based on what we explain, the Hakrovas Ayin Parim B'chagas Sukkos for the Ayin Umos is a Hachana, is a Hechatimtzi. It's a preparation. The 70 Parim are a preparation for the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres. That after the Tikkun Umos HaOlam, Leos Mishamshim is HaKadusha, Oz Nasa Yichud B'Veis HaMelech, then we have this Yichud of God with Knesset Yisrael. And then the Umos HaOlam stand outside. And that's why Linyan Mikdash. So when it comes to other things, it's a regal bifnei atzma, like it says in the Gemara. Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday. When it comes to tashlum, when it comes to karbanos, we are knowing what if you missed on Sukkos, you could do tashlum on Shmini Atzeres, because that's when it comes to the karbanos. When it comes to the karbanos were brought for the Umas HaOlam, and the Umas HaOlam, when it comes to karbanos, are brought in the Mikdash, and for the Umas HaOlam, and the Umas HaOlam are also shaykh to Shmini Atzeres, because that's when they get their tikkun also, that we have our unity with Hashem, and they're standing on the outside guarding. So it's for them as well. So therefore, Shmini Atzeres is shaykh to the goyim as well. Whereas for the other mitzvahs, no, it's only for the 7 days of Sukkos. So when it comes to karbanos, there's a connection between Atzeres and Sukkos, because the karbanos of Sukkos are for the Ayin Umos. And Atzeres is also on behalf of the Ayin Umos. When it comes to other things, like the Gemara says, Pazer Kashev, Paizman, Regal, Karban, Shir, Baracha, there is Shmini Atzeres, a Regal, Bifnei Atzmo, Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet. But this really explains to us that the Umos Olam are important. We can't be Mevanter on one of them. We need all 70. And the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us the whole inyan of Sukkos is a light, a shine from the Asid Lava, Bolam HaTikun. It's main yeshiva. It's like sitting in the Sukkah Shel Orah Shel Avyasan. So that's beautiful. That we need the Tikun of the Ayin Parim, because they're the Hashlam of the Binyan HaKadusha, Asid Lava. We're going to need these 70 nations. And that's a Hachana. And then that's what it means when it says in Zechar, Yudalid, we read in the Haftarah and Sukkos, Vayakol Anosim, Mikol Agoyim, Abayim, Mishalayim, Volim, Midei Shana, Bishana, Lishtachos, and Melchashem Tzvokos, Veloch Lugis Chagas Sukkos, and also Vayter, Ashigo, Vashem, Lagoyim, Asher, Loya, Loch Lugis Chagas, because the Goyim are going to come to Echopi to celebrate Sukkos, and there's going to be a Magefa to those who don't celebrate Sukkos. Zos Tia, Chatas Mitzrayim, Chatas Kol Agoyim, Asher, Loya, Loch Lugis Chagas Sukkos. So what's Pshat? Why do they have to come up? Why are they going to get a Magefa if they don't come for Sukkos? The answer is because their Chiyus is from Sukkos. That we're bringing the 70 parim for them, the 70 bulls. And Rashi says that those that don't go up, they're going to not get rain, because the Arba Minim, Shebelulav, are coming to be Meratz Ala Geshem, and those who don't come up aren't going to have Geshem. What does that have to do with the mitzvah of Lulav? The answer is Sukkos gives them their Hashbah. And they have to come up for Sukkos, and they have to be Mishamish Yisrael to get their Hashbah as well. They have to get the influence as well. And that's why it says at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah that Lasid Lavo, the Goyim are going to Taina, that they also deserve a chance. They also deserve a chance. Give them a mitzvah, let them see how they deal with it. So Hashem says, Hashem tests them with the mitzvah of Sukkah. That Sukkah is a mitzvah kala. And Hashem says to them, let's see how you perform mitzvah Sukkah. So God tests them to see if they're going to be mekayim in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Why dafka the mitzvah of Sukkah? Because the whole chiyus is from Sukkah, it's from the Ayin Parim. and they have shaychus to sukkahs. And Dafka Rashi is mitzayin to the Yerushalmi. Shehera l'mashikasib reisha v'adazara mitzvah kali yeshli v'sukkah. So what's the pshat over there? So he's not talking about how God's going to prove to them that they're not keeping sukkahs, because in the end they're not going to keep sukkahs. But pshat is that sukkahs is shayach dafka to them. Mitzvah kali yeshli v'sukkah. So they're going to be tested with sukkah. Rashi notes that Gemara, because the idea is that sukkahs is shayach to Umas HaOlam. Sukkahs brings them a tikkun, and that's why he tests them dafka with sukkahs. So we learned about Avraham Avinu with the ayin par, the aleph par, and there has to be a tikkun for Umas HaOlam, and we should be zochah to see the tikkun very soon. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.